VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Ugandan police said on Sunday they have rescued an American woman and her driver who had been kidnapped by gunmen in a national park on April 2nd. On Twitter, the police said the two are in good health and in the safe hands of security officials. Ugandan security teams had been hunting down the gunman, who had demanded a $500,000 ransom after kidnapping the American Kim Endicott and her Ugandan guide in the Queen Elizabeth National Park, popular with tourists. It's a protected area near the porous border with Congo. It remains unclear if a ransom was paid. Appeals by the United Nations for a humanitarian ceasefire Sunday in the Libyan capital went largely unheeded, as forces loyal to Eastern Libyan military commander General Khalifa Haftar appeared to gain more ground against opposing militias and forces loyal to the National Unity Government of Prime Minister Fayez al-Sarraj. Correspondent Edward Uranian reports for VOA from Cairo.
A spokesman for forces loyal to internationally recognized Prime Minister Fayez al-Sarraj said Sunday his men had launched a counteroffensive to push back Haftar forces. Mohamed Kanunu says Libyan armed forces loyal to Sarraj have launched Operation Volcano of Rage to purge Libyan towns and cities of those attacking the unity government and to push those forces back. He says a number of Haftar's men have been captured west of Tripoli along with their weaponry, and that their positions, including Highway Bridge 27 west of the city, have been retaken.
Arab media have been showing residents of neighborhoods near the capital cheering as Haftar's forces entered. This is VOA News. A war monitor says shelling killed 13 civilians in northwest Syria on Sunday. The violence was the latest to threaten the seven-month-old truce intended to stave off a regime offensive on the region, which is held by Syria's former al-Qaeda affiliate. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says more than 30 civilians have been killed in regime attacks on Idlib since Wednesday. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he will annex Israeli settlements in the occupied West Bank if he wins another term in office. In a television interview, Netanyahu said he would extend Israeli sovereignty to settlements and would not transfer sovereignty to the Palestinians. Senior Palestinian official Saeb Erekat says Netanyahu's latest pledge and his past actions are destroying the two-state solution. He says it is the responsibility of the international community to do something about it.
This is throwing the region as a whole into the cycle of violence, counter-violence, and chaos. And this man, Mr. Netanyahu, should be held accountable to all the actions and policies that he's pursuing to destroy the two-state solution.
Rwanda is marking the 25th anniversary of the worst genocide in recent history. The 100-day period of commemoration began Sunday with a ceremony and speech from the nation's leader. VOA's Isha Sarai reports.
Rwandan President Paul Kagame thanked survivors and commended the progress the country has made.
In 1994, there was no hope, only darkness. Today, light radiates from this place.
The commemoration began with the lighting of the flame and laying of wreaths at the Kigali Genocide Memorial in the capital city of Kigali, where close to 250,000 remains were buried. In all, about 800,000 Tutsis and moderate Hutus were slaughtered by ethnic Hutu extremists during a 100-day period in 1994. Isha Sarai, VOA News, Washington.
Maldives President Ibrahim Mohamed Soleh's party declared a sweeping parliamentary election victory Sunday that could give him a free hand in efforts to restore political freedoms and tackle corruption. Local media reports said Soleh's Maldivian Democratic Party was leading in 60 of the 87 seats in parliament following Saturday's vote. Official results were expected late Sunday. It could be the first time a single party wins a majority in parliament since 2008. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.